Both candidates for Craighead County Sheriff spoke to voters during a candidate forum in Jonesboro last night. Marty Boyd says he's been in Craighead County law enforcement for 21 years, which he says has prepared him for the job of sheriff. Boyd also cited the endorsement of retiring Sheriff Jack McCann. Dwight Tosh says he has 37 years of experience with the state police, including hostage negotiation training, FBI and SWAT training, and a host of other qualifications. Marty Boyd tells what the number one issue is facing county jails today.
It's easy funding. That is the number one issue facing every county in Arkansas. With Act 570 taking effect this year, every county in Arkansas is facing the same issues. Not only did the Act 570 cause a decrease in funds paid out to the counties, but it also increased the number of misdemeanor arrests and crimes that we are sentencing on today with new sentencing guidelines. What this means and translates down to is our county jails, us included, we're holding more inmates for longer period of times. Instead of being sentenced to the Arkansas State Department of Corrections, they're now being sentenced to our county jails, which increases the cost to every county, including us.
Dwight Tosh says Craighead County is facing several problems. One is a lack of patrols in parts of Craighead County.
The county's not receiving the adequate patrol it needs to in certain areas of this county. From my past 13 months of campaigning, I've heard these concerns from many citizens. Many people may not realize it, but there are no deputies that live in the cities of Lake City, Monette, Black Oak, Cache, or Egypt that are in the patrol division. The response time to these areas and the call times there is of great concern. And I will address that issue immediately on January the 1st.
Marty Boyd tells how the Craighead County Sheriff's Office should be staffed and what the cost would be to do that.
Okay, because I have the experience of the Sheriff's Office, I would like to hire 4 additional officers. The initial cost of the county would be approximately $425,680 for the first year of service. For each new deputy hired, the cost on the average would be $106,420. You must figure in all the costs involved, which includes salary plus benefits, vehicle and equipment for that vehicle, such as light bars, cages, radios, and then also down to the uniforms and equipment that an individual deputy needs to do his job properly, to weapons, and also added fuel cost. Now, this figure would decrease the second year service to approximately $268,400. Because of my experience in these budget issues while helping manage the day-to-day operations of the Sheriff's Office and Detention Center, I know that Craighead County cannot afford this initial cost. That's why I would like to implement a 5-year plan to achieve more manpower for the Sheriff's Office while maintaining a balanced budget for the citizens of Craighead County. This approach will take working with our quorum court and our county judge, which I am proud to have an experience of already working with.
And Dwight Tosh says one of his main priorities is making sure officers are safe on patrol.
I owe it to the men and women under my command to make sure that they are properly trained. And we must see to it that they have the tools and the resources necessary to be able to do their job. We must always be cognizant of the fact that laws are changing and methods are changing. And I realize that sometimes as the sheriff of this county that my decision will put officers in harm's way. That's why I owe it to them to make sure that they have all those tools to do their job with. Not only do I owe it to them, but I owe it to their families who have entrusted me with the safety of their loved ones. I also owe it to the citizens of this county to make sure that officers are properly trained and equipped so that when they respond to a call, that when they get there, they have the resources and training necessary to meet the needs of the citizen that they're responding to help.
In the race for county collector, Marcia Phillips made an opening statement touting her qualifications.
I know all the laws of the office, and I've done all the jobs of the office, and we had a big day today. Today was our deadline if you hadn't paid your taxes. It's October 15th. I'm sorry, I had to say that. I'm sorry. It's been a busy day today, and it's just, I've had to kind of slow down so I can think. But I do know the laws of the office. I know the deadlines. I know the people. I'm familiar with the computer systems. We have a RVI system, you know, and there are some changes that need to be made, and just like to ask for your vote so I could be able to do those.
And Timothy Simmons says this was his first run for public office, and he touts his qualifications for county tax collector.
I feel like that I know just from all the things that I've done throughout being a small business owner and everything, that I've had to deal with employees and budgets and payroll. And I got to thinking, what does it take to be president of this country? And I got to found out about 4 years ago that basically all you had to do was be a community organizer. So I figure at this point in my stage in life that there's not anything in government that I can't do.
In the county clerk's race, Cade Holliday was present. Incumbent Nancy Nelms was not in attendance. Holliday made a statement last night about what he sees are changes that are needed to the office.
The first thing that I would like to change in that office is the technology. Technology has proven to be the mainstay for part of the problems that we've been facing in that office. It seems that technology has just lagged behind in that office for some time now. It's not just been a one-time thing. It's been for multiple years. And I want to get in there, implement new technology upgrades, upgrade the computer systems, upgrade the payroll system, and then the tax systems to make sure none of these issues ever happen again for this county.
And in the county treasurer's race to replace the retiring Russell Patton, Terry McNatt was present and made a statement about his qualifications.
When you look at my training, my education, me being a private business owner myself, everything about me points me in that direction. Because I get to look and think, you know, could I be an asset to Craighead County? I think the answer is yes, I do. I feel like I can fix some problems that need to be fixed. I feel like I can change some things in a positive way. And I've got great motivation, y'all. I've got a four-year-old at home, okay? And someone asked me and said, what inspires you? He does. He inspires me to go to work, do the job correctly.
And in the county treasurer's race, his opponent, Joy Faye Simmons, was not in attendance. And all those candidates spoke last night in Jonesboro, the Jonesboro Regional Chamber of Commerce office, during the Craighead County Forum, a candidate forum that took place last night.